We are learning Maseches Sedarim Dav Zayinu Beis, and we're starting from two dots in the bottom of Dav Zayinu Aleph. It said in the Mishnah, the last case of the Mishnah was Menuda Anilach. Someone says to his friend, Menuda Anilach, I am separated from you with a nidui. Then Rekiva Yechoich Bzeh Lahachmir. The Ran over here has two pshat on the word Choichech. Either it means he was like scratching himself, he wasn't sure what the halach is, he wasn't sure. Or it's a lashon of Cheich of like his palate. He wasn't sure if the machmer. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Kiva holds a midi loch, he's choichek lahachmer. Oma Abaya. Moida Rabbi Kiva li malka shena loika. Even though Rabbi Kiva says you have to be machmer, he's moida when it comes to the chi of malkus for this neder, he's moida that you don't get malkus. Dim Cain, if you chayiv malkus, that means Rabbi Kiva is pretty sure about it. Nisti Rabbi Kiva machmer. It's a shay that Rabbi Kiva is machmer. That's what you say, not choichek zel lahachmer, he's machmer. So he's not sure, and therefore he holds that Mesafik, you're not Chayiv Malkus. He was only Machmer Mesafik, and therefore you're not Chayiv Malkus. Agav, the Ram feels like he has to point out that you see from here that Yodos would get Malkus. We marba Yodos that you will get Malkus, because you see only over here, where it's a Safik of its Yad, that's where you don't get Malkus. So Omra Papa, is going to explain this Lashon and limit Machlekes, qualify the Machlekes. Omra Papa, Benedina Minach, if someone says Benedina Minach is a Lashon of separation, feed Iran. So the Kuli Amma Loi Pligid Asa, everyone agrees that's Asa. Now, we know in the Mishnah, we say Medrani Mimcha, the Lacha is your Asa. We saw that you have to speak out, according to Shmuel, She'ena Oichalach. Like, Medrani Mimcha is not enough. Just saying, Medrani, I'm separated from you, maybe means I'm not going to talk to you. In order to be a neder, you have to say, Medrani Mimcha She'ena Oichalach. So what's a lach about Benedina Menach? Do you have to speak out in a Oichalach or not? So the Ran speaks out, the Benedina Menach Kulam Asa, Dr. Ran, Kaloima Oster Veloike, Umi Udafka Beda Omar Shani Oichalach. You have to speak out, Shani Oichalach, Kedama Shmuel El Gabay, Shani Vechanim Kulam Asher Shani Oichalach. The Ran says the Din is the same thing. That's what the Ran learns. Tosfos and the Rosh actually hold. You don't have to say that. Tosfos says like this: Pirish Mishum the Loshon No V'Nodu. The words Nedina means a Loshon of being a nomad, of moving around a lot. Im Kain Moil Shap Loshon Yoyichloch V'Shap Avidai Mechicha Is Tei Medar Mecha. The Inle Safke V'Chokas Dalar Amash Loshon Nedina Loi Mashva Klal Shachoka El Mashva Shani No V'Nov. I am completely removed from having an off from you. There, it's Mechiach, and the same thing the Rosh also says. The Mashva Masnoided and even moved the Mecha V'Av Tvei Merchani Mecha Libel Shmuel. It's better. So both the Rosh and Taisus seem like they argue on the Ran that you don't have to say Shani Oichloch. Like upon him, that's by Nedina Minach. Everyone agrees that's also. It's not the shayla of our mishnah. Misham tona minach. We say I'm being mishamet minach. Lekul am mishari. Everyone agrees it's mutter. Why? Because mishamta is a lashon of nidui of cherem, and that sounds like I'm being cherem from you, and that doesn't make sense. So therefore, because there's no neder called being a cherem from you, that's our lashon of neder. So there, lekuli alma, he says lekuli alma. There it's mutter, and even if we say shani oichalach. Because it's not a Lashon Neder at all. It's Lashon Shamta. It's not a Lashon Neder. But what's the Machlekes? My pligi, when you say, B'menuda ani loch. When I say Lashon B'menuda, what's the Machlekes? The Rekiva Sava Lishta Duyuhu. B'menuda is Lashon of separating from you. Like, what? Where do you find that? Like, you find the word Nida. It says, V'adova M'nidasa. It's a Lashon of the Torah. And the Targum Taiches, V'sa'ovsei B'rechukai, which means, and the tummy person as he's far away. Brechuka, far away. Nidasa is Lashon of being separated. So here, the Lashon of Nida, Menuda is Lashon of Nida, I want to be separated from you. So therefore, it's exactly like Mefashani Mecha. Rabbanon, U'agur Amiki V'sari, Lishto Demesham Tehu. It's Lashon of Nidui. Nidui means someone's a Nidui. He has to separate, he has to keep away from people. That's called Nidui. So that's the Machlaikas. So the Machlaikas, according to Rab Papa, is B'menuda is Lashon Nidui, or Lashon of separation. But by Misham Tana, Kulam Mutter. But the Dilmanach, Kulam is also. And the Gemara says, O Pliga the Rav Chista, the Hu Gavra, the Oma, Misham Tana, Binachosai, or Minachosai, they change gears to, Shatan Binachosai, the Bray, the Rav Yirmi Bar Abba, a person said that I am being Mishamit myself from the Nechosim of the son of Yirmi Ba'aba. Also, the Kamei Rav Chista. Amalei less the Chash Law Lahad Rav Akiva. He says, no one is Chashish Rav Akiva. Now, Rav Akiva wasn't talking about Misham Tana. He was talking about Menuda, according to Rav Papa. Misham Tana, everyone agrees with Muti, even Rav Akiva. What does it mean, less the Chash Law Rav Akiva? Rav Akiva doesn't say anything about Misham Tana. Vaisda is Alma, Kusav Misham Tana Pligi. Rav Chista holds that Rav Akiva said his halacha also not only by Menuda, he also said it by Shamta. He said it by Shamta also not only by Menuda. So you see from Rav Chista, not like the Rav Papa. Rav Papa said Mechalikas Dafka by Menuda, but Misham Tana Kulei Mashari. Rav Chista says that even Misham Tana, we argue. Rav Akiva argues and holds that it's awesome. He says no one holds of Rav Akiva. Now, first of all, the round brings right from here that you see you have to say Shani Oichaloch, because here it says Misham Tana Menichosai, which is like saying Shani Oichaloch. That's one of the round's rights. And so Akapanim, that's the Tzah Gemara. And what's the Halakha L'maisa? So the round says that we don't pass Rav Akiva, because you see from here less the Chosh Rav Akiva. And even though that he also lived in Machlaikis, but still we see this idea, because we pass like Rav Akiva Mechavei Rav, Mechavei Rav, here to come argue. So therefore, the round gives you the recap. The dinam mchash ani oichalach. That's also and Yamalkas. Like we said, everyone agrees about that case. If you say any dinam enoch ba'ash ani oichalach, the Rashi also holds that's mutter because you're going to Shmuel. Idayim shem imchis la'av idayim. Menuda ani loch. Even if you say shani oichalach, it's also mutter and it's possible from Shamtana also. And that's the Rambam paskins also. But he says the Rambam is shver because the Rambam doesn't seem like a pasuk like that. I in the Rambam pshat in the Rambam. But upon him, that's what comes out from this Gemara. Once we mention nidui and shamta, we're going to have a little bit of a sugya about nidui. What is nidui? So if you look in the Gemara in Masechet Maariv Katan, there's something called nidui. That means if someone does something wrong, you can put him into nidui. You can put him into nidui, which means he has certain halachas. Nidui has, it's like certain halachas like avelim. The Gemara has a bunch of shilas there in Masechet Maariv Katan, legabe shila shalom, legabe nilas hasandal, legabe all these things, what it has. Nidui can't wear shoes. And it could be they can't be connected to other people, can't shmooze with other people. There's a certain halachas of nidui, they have to be separate. And when is someone chayiv in nidui? If he does something wrong, he embarrasses the Talmud Chacham, he goes with nidui. Different examples. So Amar Rav Ilam Arab, nidoi b'fanav. If someone got a nidui and it was done in front of him, let's say Yankel did something wrong and the Talmud Chacham put him into nidui. So he did it in front of him. The only way he can matter nidui is only b'fanav. Ematim lo el b'fanav. The het has to also only be b'fanav. Nido shlo b'fanav, but he put him in nidui not in front of him. Matir lo be b'fanav, be shlo b'fanav. But if he didn't do it in front of him, then you can matter it, say in front of him, say not in front of him. Now what's the reason for this? So the Ram brings down the time of the milsa. He first tries one pshat. He says, my pshat is because of chashad. That if you do it shaloi b'fanav, you matter shaloi b'fanav, and you made him nidui b'fanav, he's going to say, hey, everyone's talking to me. What's going on here? No one's keeping the nidui. It's a chshad. So therefore, he has to know that it was taken off. So Zokhtaran, Lefizah, if you let him know that you took it off, it's enough also. You don't have to be b'fanav. You have to let him know. That's what he says. Another nafmir the Ran says, since only at chshad, avada, if you be matter shaloi b'fanav, avada works. It's not ma'akev. But it just halacha is that you're supposed to do it in front of him, so you shouldn't be choshesh you that you're not keeping the nidui. The other pshat that Ran had was that maybe it's a din that since it's b'fanav has a certain strength that it has to be dafka heter b'fanav. If you that pshat, it won't help being maidia him. It won't help if you do it, but the evidence won't work. So that's the Ran saying the ikab pshat is that it's atzchshad and then it works even if you do it. Moshe, it's good. Everything okay? Good. So the dog of fun of emetim lo fun of those are fun of emetim lo fun of those fun of Amrav Chanan Amrav another halacha Hashemaya Azkaras Hashem Picha Veiroi. If someone hears a Shem Hashem Levatolo and he hears this Tzoruch Lenadoyse, he has to put that person into nidui. Ve'imloy, if he doesn't nidu v'lo nidu, if he doesn't put him into nidui, who atzvayev nidui? He himself is chayev nidui. He himself is chayiv nidui. If he hears someone be mask Hashem Shemayim v'atala, is over the halacha of es Hashem alakecha tira, you should fear Hashem alakecha, which is a azara lemaskir Shem Shemayim v'atala. If you hear this, you yourself go benidui. That doesn't mean you need it by itself, because just like that guy didn't come nidui, but someone has to put you into nidui. You have to go be put into nidui. Why? Why? What's that? Because why Baskar Hashem so chomer? If you're not menada someone, you yourself are going to become into nidui. What's that? Because you see from the oinish of Baskar Hashem, that's a very chomer dig issa. Why? That if wherever there's Baskar Hashem levatala, the oinish is that you get anias. The Rana has two pshatim, what's the makar that you get anias. One makar is because it says in the pasuk v'chol amokoy masha askir shmi ovei alecha v'rachticha. And since Askaras Hashem la mitzvah brings bracha, so the opposite is true also. If you do Askar l'shav, it's anias. That's one pshat in the Ran, how we know that it's anias. Another pshat is, it says, regarding Shvuah Sheken and Zechariah, it says, in that pasuk, but in Zechariah it says, v'chilatoi v'es eitzav avonav. We get rid of him and his eitzav avonim. So since, and we see in Tmura, Askaras Hashem is similar to Shvuah Sheken. So you see, the onus is anias. And so what's so bad about Anias? V'Anias kem Misa. Anias is like Misa. It's equivalent to Misa. So therefore, if it's such a chomer to go Einish, that it gets Misa, because it gets Anias, like Misa, so then, yeah, it's a terrible, it must be a terrible Aveira, and therefore, if you don't put the guy into Nidu, you're going to become Nidu yourself. Shenema, how do we know Anias like Misa? It says by Dosen V'Aviram,
what? The Nidu is getting Einish already.
What do you mean?
Anias.
Yeah, so what?
He's getting
you have to put him nidui, yeah. Because you have to show the world. That's not the wreck. People don't see that. The right way to put him to nidui, to get the anias. He should realize, and the people should realize, that's what happens. Someone says, Kar Hashem Lavatala, he gets benidui. Anias is something that's a gradual anias. So therefore, that you give it, that's you have to do it that way. Now, it says in the Pasuk, regarding Dosan Vaviram, that Moshe Rabbeinu ran away from a triumph. Why? Because Dosan Vaviram was mastered on them, to the authorities, to Paroi, and he ran away. And Hashem says, Moshe, go back. Go back to Mitzrayim because all the Anoshim who wanted you to get you died. That means Dosan Aviram died. And the problem is that it's Mavuyer in the parishes of Kairach and other places. Dosan Aviram was well alive. They were alive. It says by the Mon also, it says Nitzim. There are a lot of times you found Nitzim and Tzavim, you find a lot of times they were alive. So, you find also a few different times that they were alive. So, the Shaila is, what do you mean? What does it mean they died? So, first of all, the first Raya is from Dosim Avirim. Just Kimesu Kal Anoshim. And that has to be Anias. That has to be Anias. Before Vitanya. That has to be Anias. What's the Pshat? So, the Rana explains. They didn't die because they were alive for Korach. Okay, so maybe they didn't have they became mitzorah maybe because a mitzorah is also like a mace. It says no, it can't be because it says in the pasuk by when they got killed with Kairach, it says vasha also dosen vaviram nei alav nei ruven ben ruven asher patsa aris aspi of a tivleim vespatayim vesoleim veskol haikom asher gleim bekerav kol yisrael. It says they were in the machna bekerav kol yisrael. So therefore, it can't be they were mitzorah, and it can't be that they died. So maybe they were blind. So he says they can't be blind because it says by Kairach ha'enei anoshim tenaker. So they can't be they were blind. Okay, so maybe they didn't have children. Some of them don't have children. It's also considered like a mace. Says if they didn't have children, they wouldn't lose their clout with power because they don't have children. First of all, Metzora and Suma, you can hear they lost their clout. They're never case ready. But they don't have children. They don't lose their clout. But it can't be go back to Mitzrayim because mace called anoshim.
One thing right from Yaakov.
That what? What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say? They're trying to bring a ride that's Anias like mace. How's it arriving there? They're trying to bring a ride that Anios is like a mace. So it says over there by Davos Aviram, Kimesu Kal Anoshim. The kasha is, they died? They're alive. Teretz is, we're bringing a ride from here that Anios is like mace. Why? Because what else happened to Aviram? They didn't have children, wouldn't make called mace Anoshim. Mitzrayim, they couldn't be because Karev Kol Yisrael. And they couldn't be Suma because it says Anios from Tanakh. So it must be that they became Aniyim. And we see the apostle calls them dead. So you see, Aniyas is like Misa. V'tanya, another Raya, is also, Kamakam says in the Brisa, Kamakam also called my name, my Misa Aini, either Misa Aini. So upon him. So what do you see from here? The bottom line is, you see from here, that if someone says Askar is Hashem, the Ainish is Misa, is Aini, which is like Misa, so it's very common. And therefore you have to put him to Nidu because something he did very bad. So like upon him, that's what comes out. Frank Tosfos Akasha, Delachaira, only by Askaras Hashem, a guy's chayiv nidui, but it says And in the Yishalmi, in Ma'id Katan, anyone who doesn't behave properly, you have to put him to Nidui. And it's mukhar a lot of places like that. And the Kedushin says that they were walking and they saw someone planting zera between, you know, planting seeds between the Gefanim, which is the Isra of Kalayim, Kalay Zroim. And they said, let's put him into Chayim. And another case, it says one time, the maidservant, the Rebbe, saw a person hitting his adult child, his over a mitzvah child. They said, that guy should be a Shamta. So you see, you put a guy into Shamta, even for just not Issa Kashura. So Tosfos' answer is that you're right. But here's the only time we say, that's the other place of Chayiv Nidui. Here's the only time we say, if you don't put him into Nidui, you go into Nidui. That's the special thing about Askaras Hashem. I was standing in front of Rav Huna. And we heard a lady be maske shem Hashem levatalo shamta. So Rav Huna put her into chayrim, into nidui. V'shar lil altar ba'apa. And then right away he was matter in front of her. Shema mino tlas. You see three things. You see, number one is, if you hear Askaras Hashem Levatol from someone, you have to put him into Nidui. Number two, V'shmamino, Nidu b'fonav, Emetir l'b'fonav. You also see that if you need to do something b'fonav, you have to do b'fonav. V'shmamino, Ein b'nidu l'afar l'klum. You don't have to wait between the Nidui and the Atara. It could be even for 1 minute. You don't have to wait. So, good kasha, Moshe. Moshe has a kasha. What's the second Shmamino here? What did he see has to be b'fun of? He said he did it right away, so she was right there. Who said you have to do it b'fun of? So it's a good kasha. So there's two truths in this kasha. The Meraim Masada says that the Gemara knew that the Isha wanted to leave, and Rav Huna said, wait a second, I want to make a farah on Yenidui. So you see you have to be b'fun of. That's a Shema Mina. That's one shot. The Prashad Dharam says pshat is that really, even though you don't have to have 30 days of Nidui, but you always give it some kind of time. Here, it did it right away. You know why? Because it wanted to do it b'fanav. So that's why the three Shmaminos. Shmaminos, the Askar Hashem, you have to begin Nidui. Second Shmaminos has to be b'fanav. He says, Tup Shah to be in Remer Sada or the process of Dharam. And the third Shmaminos is that it doesn't have to be any set amount of time. So the Ran asks, it's Vavuyah and Eil Megalchin, that when it comes to certain things, you need 30 days of Nidui. So he says, this is different because this is not being, that's only when you're embarrassed Talmud Chacham. So there, you have to get 30 days. But here, it's only to scare her about being Maske Shem 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 Shem. You could even do less than 30 days, even right away. There's another thing I want to point out, is that Rekvega has a kasha here, which is an interesting kasha, because it's a shver, it's a pelded kasha, because it's not a kasha. Rekvega asks, Koshali, Gilin HaShas, Evan has it on the page, the first Gilin HaShas, Koshali, Amayloi Omar Shmamino Dalid. The Shmamino Gam came to Mloy Nidu'u, who Nidu'u Nidu'u. If he doesn't make the guy Nidu'u, he himself becomes a Nidu'u. So that's Kerry's Kasha. Pellas, what's a Kerry's Kasha? Where do you see that story? Where do you see if you don't put someone Nidu'u, you can Nidu'u yourself? Where do you see that here? That's a Shasha's Kasha on Kerry. I don't know what Kerry is talking about. Where do you see the fourth Shmamino? Moms don't see it. Pella, Kerry. Usually Kerry is, you know, his Kasha a bumper. You have to understand the Kasha. Okay. So look tomorrow, right? Amar Gidol Marav, Talmud Chacham Menadel Atzmai Umeifel Atzmai. He could be Menadel Atzmai, and he could be Meifel Atzmai. He could put himself into Nidui, and then be Matir his own Nidui. Zok Gemara Pshita, why not? So Ma'od Teim Ein Chavash Mata Atzmai Zasurim. Maybe if someone who's in locked up in jail can be Matir himself. Kamash Vlon, yes. Hechidami, what's the example of this? We have to explain this Gemara. I was reading the Gemara with the Taich. Hechidami, ki hod ma'azutra chasido, ki mechayev bar be'rav shamto, when one of his tamidim mechayev to go in nidui, meshamet nafshei b'reisha. First, he made himself with the nidui, v'hod meshamet bar be'rav. Then, he's meshamet the Talmud. Because he wanted the Talmud not to feel so bad. So he first meshamet himself, then meshamet the Talmud. V'chi ar lebeisei, when he got to the house, shari l'nafshei v'adashar lei. When he got to his own house, he first was mati himself, and then it was Matir, the Talmud. So this Gemara is a loaded Gemara. Every step of the way needs a question. So the first question like this. That the Talmud Chacham can be made for La'atzmai. What's the case? So the Ran says, the fear of Rajba, it's dafka by someone who's not really Chayiv Nidui. Here, Mazutra is only putting himself at the Nidui of Midas Chasidus. That is when you can Matir yourself. But in Chanami, if you made a Neder, if you became a Nidui because you deserved it, you can't be Matir yourself. You have to go somewhere else to get matter. That's the Rashi says. Break the Rashi on this. So why does Gemara say pshita then? That's not pashut. Menad la'atzma if la'atzma pshita. Pshita? It's a certain case. The Gemara say, what's the case? Not pshita. So therefore the Ran argues. And the Ran says, even if you b'chayiv nidui, you can mati yourself the nidui, as they pass in the Ran b'morso. But only the fees there, the problem is, what's the loss of hechidami? Bishlam, if you learn like the Rajba, the hechidami is beautiful. It says, you have to take out the word pshita, which means that only he can make for himself, only if it's not chayiv. What's the case of not chayiv? Like Mazutra. Mazutra wasn't chayiv and idui. He only was menada himself because he didn't want to make the Talmud feel bad. So that's the hechidami. Hechidami, kihod the Mazutra. It's beautiful. But the Chayiv Ran, what's the hechidami? The Chayiv Ran who argues, says, you're allowed to be menada yourself, even if you chayiv and idui. What's the hechidami? Hechidami, whatever the case of nidui is. So, some like Nagar is hechidami according to the Ran, that's the Meiri says. The Mukhi Yosef answers that the Gemara meant to say is, how is it possible for Talmud Chacham ever to be chayiv nidui? Like, what's the case? That's the hechidami. Hechidami, how is it possible for Talmud Chacham? That's the hechidami. Now, the Gemara says afterwards that Rav Mazutra, when he got to his house, he was mati himself, and then he was mati the Talmud. Now, why was he mati himself when he got to the house, Tavka? So, the Ran says, so his Bnei Beis shouldn't be misrachik from him. And the Rosh adds on, why did he do himself first? Because Yovei Zaka V'yate Zaka. He wanted to mat his Talmud, so he first mat himself, then mat his Talmud. Zok the Ran, so you see from here, that if he had to mat himself before he got to his house, even Bnei Beisoy are also to have contact to him when he's Benidui. That's what he says. The Ran says, even here, if someone's Benidui, even his Bnei Beisoy can't have contact to him. Freight the Ran, that, first the Ran brings down, that the Ravid argues. The Ravid says that the wife is not chayiv lino b'im nidoi because ishtek gufoi, which is not like Pashas of Gemara. What's the Ravid's raya? Because the Gemara in Eil Megalachim Ed Kotan Clares menudo mao b'tashra mito. We know that ovos also b'tashra mito. What's loch about menudo? That the Gemara clears. Now, if a wife is b'chayiv nidoi, so anyway you can't have tashra mito because you can't get near each other. So obviously it's mutter by the wife to get near him. That's what he says. That's the Ravid's raya. So the Ram brought right from this Gemara that you can't get near your wife because it says he was matir forgot to the house. The Bnei Beis, which is his wife, he can't get near her. And the Ravids bring a right from the Gemara that you could get near because only Clara is by Tashra Mita. So the Ram argues, answers that Raya and says, you can argue that Raya and say that it could be cases where you're only menudah for a certain city, not for the other city. And you live in a different city. So only when you're in city A, you can't get near people. But in city B, you could, and that's where you live. So there, you get near your wife, and there the shayla was. But as you, your bechefetz of a nidui, could you do tashra mita or not? And that could be the shayla, and therefore it's not a raya. But kaponim, that's what comes up from our Gemara.
Why can't you just say Bnei Beis because it's kids?
Right, you could say, but usually Beis usually means your wife. Ayla Beis usually means your wife. That's usually what it means. So there, you could be doing like that. It doesn't mean the wife, it means all the kids. Akaponim, that's the what comes out from our Gemara. This shayla about Menad La'asma, we said a lot of Torah here. If the Olam wants, take a chaza over the Ran and see all these different things we spoke out.